This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with a story about branding because the brand, as you know, is everything. There is corporate branding, of course, and individual branding. We would submit, though, that there is economic branding, too, political branding, and campaign branding. You have heard or read, what, 5, 10 times easy, I would guess, that President Biden gave a big economic speech in Chicago this afternoon, highlighting his administration's accomplishments in the economy and making a pitch for 4 more years. It is a pitch that comes wrapped in some heavy-duty branding and some historical compare and contrast as well. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going.
There's a reason that term you've been hearing all day echoes a term you've probably heard before. Anat Shankar Osorio is founder of ASO Communications, which focuses on political messaging.
Bidenomics is about building from the bottom up and the middle out, as opposed to Reaganomics, trickle down, or the notion that if you feed the hungry beast of the billionaires, somehow their magical excess is going to rain down upon us.
One of the reasons this strategy might work for the Biden campaign is that the contrast with the GOP ideology of the past is relatively straightforward, unlike our current economy with its nuances and weirdness. Jennifer Stromer Galley is a professor in Syracuse's School of Information Studies.
For Biden, in order to push a positive economic message, it would be helpful if there were a clear economic picture, and there is not.
Stromer Galley says political campaigns are a lot like ad campaigns. They have to build a brand and positive associations with it.
So even if the current economic picture is a little unclear, what he's going to try to say is, I know how to drive this economy and really make every American feel that the world, that the economy, that their personal lives are going in the right direction.
The administration can cite strong jobs numbers, improving labor force participation, and consumer confidence. But a lot can happen in the economy between now and Election Day. So packaging a bunch of good economics vibes in an easy-to-remember term can also help the Biden campaign take ownership of other positives moving forward. Again, Anat Shankar Osorio of ASO Communications.
Whether that be the bridge that's being, you know, paved in your community, or whether that be broadband that's suddenly accessible to you when it wasn't previously, we need you to associate that with Biden.
Plus, by adopting this term now, it might help prevent the GOP from using it against the administration later. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.